Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Darrell Peel talking about drought to our west in just a moment.
Smart shoppers will tell you they found it on HighBid.com. HighBid.com lets you explore thousands of auctions across the U.S. and around the world. You'll find gold coins, sporting goods, classic cars, collectible toys, fine jewelry, household items, and sports memorabilia autographed by the greats. HighBid.com has hundreds of thousands of items for sale every day. It's easy to search, and it's easy to find auctions in your area. Just go to HighBid.com. That's HIBID.com. See what everyone's talking about.
Did you know dairy cows have regular checkups with doctors just like you? Hi, I'm Leanne Vanderlaan, a proud dairy farmer from Oklahoma. Each month, our veterinarian visits our family dairy to make sure the cows are healthy and happy. Because happy and healthy cows produce the best milk and dairy foods for your family and mine. Learn more about our commitment to cow care at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Much of the western half of the United States is in some level of drought. Our media area has actually improved a little bit according to the latest drought monitor. But livestock market economist Dr. Darrell Peel out of Oklahoma State University has written on the need to have a forage plan for your beef cattle operation. He says that drought conditions are such that there's a lot of areas that could need that type of forethought in the days to come.
You bet. And in fact, you know, from the time I wrote that article you're referring to was a couple of weeks ago, and it's just continued to get worse, bearing out drought conditions have continued to advance on a national basis, if you will, in those areas where it is, and it's expanding in some areas. And the thing is, at this time of the year, every day, every week that the drought persists in those areas is cutting into now our growing season. And so it's going to be taking a noticeable bite out of our forage potential, if you will, both pasture and hay production for the year. So, and if we lose, May and June in particular, that takes a serious hunk out of our total forage availability really for the next year. It'll be this time next year before we have another shot at a growing season. So for that reason, I encourage producers to really look carefully at where they are right now in terms of any reserves they might have, you know, what their local situation is in terms of potential for producing forage, and really make a plan that covers most of the next year, not just the next month, because I think our situation right now really is going to shape the outcomes really for much of the rest of the year and perhaps all the way through the winter until this time next year.
Darrell, obviously we haven't had a whole lot of impact yet as far as overall beef cow numbers in our part of the world. Just to the west of us, though, the Colorado actually saw a beef cow herd liquidation of some 14% at the beginning of this year in our annual cattle inventory report. With the drought conditions the way they are right now in many parts of the U.S., could we see more of that here in 2021, you think?
I think so. And in fact, the weekly slaughter data for beef cows would suggest it's increased in the last couple of weeks of data that we have. I think we're beginning to see that. It'll take a little time to really sort of isolate exactly where that's happening. But anecdotally, we're hearing stories already out of places like North Dakota that we're beginning to see some movement of cattle. So, again, we're at a really critical time in terms of not only the individuals directly involved in these situations and places where the drought could advance, but also, you know, generally from a broader market perspective, we may see some overall price impacts. And depending on what happens with the cow herd, it may change the trajectory of the whole industry as we go forward in terms of where we are from a cattle inventory or a cow inventory standpoint by the time we get to the end of the year.
Finally, Darrell, let's circle back around to the cattle market real quickly, if we might. What do you see dead ahead for the various segments of our beef cattle marketplace?
You know, I think we've got some real pressure right now that's going to take a little bit more time to work out. You know, again, we've just got, kind of burdensome fed cattle supplies. I think we will work through that, and I think there's, you know, a few weeks down the road, there's potential for some of the optimism that we've had to really express itself. But we've got a little more challenges, and obviously we're watching this feed market very close in terms of what happens to it in the next few weeks as well, and the impacts that has, more so maybe on the feeder cattle market, but both the feeder and fed markets will, I think they're going to continue struggling a little bit with some of the current challenges we have before they have much of a chance to improve overall.
OSU's Dr. Darrell Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.